This is in God's country, I hope.
Oh yeah!
People who have been guests of your nation and then end up staying and helping to build your nation, we are very, very grateful for that hospitality. And thank you. Now, I was actually going to mention something, which is Edge and Larry had another career. They had it while they were in U2, but they joined a country music act called the Drifting Cowboys. When Edge was 16 or 15 and Larry was 15 or 14. And I was just going to ask Edge what he might have learned from Eric Stone, I believe was the name of the singer. This is absolutely true, and I've asked him this 3 times before. Let's see if you get the same answer.
I learned, first of all, back in those days, we got paid a lot more being in the Drifting Cowboys than we did in U2. That's for sure. £11. £11 and some free drink, and that meant a lot when you're 16. But then, on the way back from the gig, Eric Stone, he gave me some very important advice. He says, David, that's what he's called him, David, he says, take it from me, There's no money in rock and roll. There's just no money in rock and roll. It's just, if you put together a country act, you could be working 7 nights a week on the bookings I have to turn down. Thanks. So thank you, Eric.
Larry, did you learn anything from the Drifting Cowboys experience?
Thank you for asking, Bono. I did. I learned a few things. The most important thing I learned was to play the foxtrot. If you would indulge me, I can give you an example. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you,
Bob. Adam, you weren't in the Drifting Cowboys, no?
I didn't pass the audition.
Neither did I. And I wouldn't pass the audition for this instrument either. So, Larry, your next dance, please.